A corn-based alternative for making stretchy plastics. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Turns out you can use a corn-based sugar instead of a petrochemical to make stretch fabrics. U.S.-based Cargill is partnering with a German company, and their joint venture, named Core, has built a plant in southeast Iowa to produce a green version of 1,4-butanediol. Core CEO John Veldhaus.
Long-term vision would definitely be to add value and have a significant impact on commodity. But we also are working very closely with the farmers and connecting the entire value chain so that a brand owner can, like Lululemon, for example, that makes yoga pants or stretch athleisure wear. It gives us an opportunity to highlight them with the local farmers and then also hopefully drive continued value-added agriculture for corn in general, but definitely on the local basis as well.
Veldhaus says production should start about a year from now.
And the hope is that it's very clear that this is derived from corn and consumers will have that choice to contribute to a more sustainable future.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.